Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Not with eye service, as men's pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about your truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all perseverance and supplications for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Father, we come to you today with a thankful heart in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for our endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter the narrow gate, and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained for us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, as we repent and renounce our sins, we commit once again into your hand to live a life to please you and honor you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely only to you, that as we obey you and honor you in our lives, in doing what you want us to do, then you will fulfill your promises to us. Answer our prayers and prove that your word is true, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine to others, will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for the good health, strength, stable job, and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands, to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children, to impart them your word. Lord, we pray for the children and the youths to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of income to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more, to be more like you in characters, and for the people we see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard, to obey, and be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick among them, give jobs to those who are jobless, and give wisdom and solution to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Lord, reveal to them all the things that they need to do, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people and authorities in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey their rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, we trust you that you will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Let us pray for our church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread congregations of the church and other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you've called your church to do and serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. We pray to give us gifts of healing, faith, discernment, prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, and rest of the gifts that we need to reach the lost souls and further extension of the church. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, with that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, we pray to anoint our service and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, and set them free from their bandages and save them. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Light of the world. come to your presence today, O Lord, calling upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For truly, Lord God, we have nothing to give but our very own selves and our worship to you. Thank you, Lord God, for you have been so wonderful. You have been so good to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We continue to bless you and magnify you as we come to your presence. Hallelujah. Let's rise up and praise the Lord. Jesus Christ alone we worship and adore. Yes, O Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the name that you have given to us, the name above all names. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, that as we call upon you, as you have said, O Lord, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father will be glorified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we continue to lift up the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
from heaven to earth just to save us and to show us that you are the God that's coming again. Draw us closer to you, Lord, as we come to worship.
Help me know you are near.
up to your presence. Help us, O Lord, that you are here, that you are near, that you are in our hearts. Yes, O Lord, speak to us, O Lord, again. By your word, O Lord, we'll be revived. By your word, O Lord, we'll be alarmed. By your word, O Lord God, you have spoken. Everything will be done according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us collect our tithes, offering first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Yes, O Lord God, Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of gratitude. We thank you that all the source of everything that we have is comes from you. And as we present our tithes, offering, and first fruit, remember your promises to us to open the floodgates of heaven when we honor you in everything you gave to us. Bless this money, Lord, to meet the needs of your church and help the needy and reach the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God, good morning. We continue today speaking about the ministry. Today we speak part two. And let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Guide us, Lord, with your word as you call us to serve you and do the ministry that you entrust to us. Oh Lord, I pray for more workers to be raised up and more evangelism and more disciples and more Bible studies and groups and congregations to be planted. Anoint my lips, oh God, and put word in. And all the verses that I'm going to read and expound with your word, I pray it will bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. And I this recording and make it reach to the places that you want it to reach. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue this message to speak about the word ministry, so that we can understand better how God wants us to serve him and how we can do better in God's service. In the previous message, we had discussed four words. We have discussed Sharit, Abada, Yad, and Liturgia. In this message, we will discuss the fifth word, Diakonia. Diakonia. Let's open our Bible to Romans chapter 12, verse 7. Romans chapter 12, verse 7. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching. Diakonia, it can include the followings. It can mean service or ministry in which we execute the commands of others. That means that we are under someone else who command us and instruct us of what we need to do. Let us read the following passage to understand the application and the meaning of this word. Luke 10. Luke 10 and verse 38 to 42. Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and healed his ward. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and says unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Martha here was doing her own will, and she was not listening to Jesus. Martha is supposed to listen to him before she do anything. Ministry in certain time is to be done under somebody, and you need to listen to that person's instructions and do so in such a way to avoid confusion and disturbances. Please do not do your own. Please do not do your own. We need to thank God and appreciate that he put us in a ministry. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Therefore, let us be thankful to God who put us into the ministry, and we need to obey the instruction from those who instruct us to be useful in our service to God. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, Paul said the following about Mark. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Mark previously had caused hard time to Paul in his first missionary journey. When Mark left Paul and his company in Pamphylia and went back to Jerusalem. This we can read in Acts 13, verse 13. Acts 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John departed from them, returned to Jerusalem. What Mark did, who is called John here, was about experience to Paul and to the ministry. Therefore, even when later on in the second missionary journey of Paul, Barnabas suggested to take Mark, but Paul denied that request because Paul was afraid that Mark will do the same as before. In the book of Acts 15, Acts 15, verse 37 and verse 38. Acts 15, verse 37 and 38. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. But thanks be to God. Later on, Mark repented and came back to the work of God, and was recommended even by Paul to get involved in the ministry, as we have read in 2 Timothy 4:11. Only Luke is with me, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Therefore, be obedient to instruction, so you will be useful in the ministry. Lord, I pray for all those who left the ministry like Mark, to bring them back and bring them and make them useful once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Diakonia can mean the ministry of those who by the command of God proclaim and promote the word of God among men. The example of that is what we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 25. Acts 1, 25. That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Here the apostles who were commissioned directly by Jesus to spread the word of God and to make disciples, they needed to elect another person to do the work instead of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord and went to where he belonged. The ministry should continue in whatever way. Upon the decision of those to leave the ministry, God will use others, so the ministry of spreading God's word will continue. God had called us to go and bring the ministry of reconciliation to others. All the church ministry is simplified in this statement in verse 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation, in which we are called to preach the word of God and to confront the world with their sins and give them the solution to repent and to come back to God through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The diakonia can mean the service or ministry of the office of the apostles and its administration. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Here the apostles gave themselves to the ministry that God had called them to do, for a prayer and to teach God's word. Sometimes trials and the pressure of ministry may try to take us away of what God had ordained for us to do, but we need to be careful not to drift away. We need to be careful not to drift away. We need to be alert and determined to complete the ministry that God had ordained for us to do. The example of Apostle Paul is a good example for us today. He was determined to complete the ministry that he had received from the Lord in spite of all troubles, hardships, and the persecutions that he was passing through. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. We should do all what we can to bear all struggles, to finish our ministry, and do that with joy, and to testify about the gospel of the grace of God to all the people, those who are around us and those who are in far places. Ministry is a privilege and is a mercy from God. Therefore, we need to be encouraged and be strong, and not to give way to faint during trials and persecutions. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Persecution may come to hinder us to present acceptable ministry to our Lord God, but we need to be firm to continue the ministry that God entrusted to us. Never will try always to present us ugly before people. But having ministry is the mercy of God that will enable us to endure persecution. Therefore, we need to persevere, completing our ministry and not to give up, doing it until God will come and deliver us completely. As God delivered Paul from those who did not believe in Judea and helped him to present acceptable ministry to the saints in Jerusalem, he will also help us and will enable us to testify as Paul testified in Romans chapter 15. Romans 15, verse 31. Romans 15, verse 31. That I may deliver from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable of the saints. The koinonia can mean the service or ministry of the Holy Spirit in the offices of the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7-9. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7-9. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more than the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit in whatever gift we receive to serve and perfect the saints. Book of Ephesians chapter 4. Book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 and 12. For he had given some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We need also to be careful not to do offenses and not to repeat wrong things that will cause the ministry to be blamed. Book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. To do all these requirements, it means willingness from our side to suffer and to endure hardship whenever we are called to do the ministry, as well as this includes to maintain evangelism and to give the full proof of our ministry, as in the instruction of Paul to Timothy. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, made full proof of thy ministry. Diaconia can mean the service or ministry of those who prepare and present charities as food and other necessities. This is the offices of the Christian ministry, of those who give to others their needs. They are those who help to meet the needs of others by either collecting or distributing charities. Let us read and meditate on the following scriptures to understand further about the kind of service or ministry. Book of Revelation, Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 19. Book of Revelation 2:19. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. God called us to have good works, to offer service and charity to the brethren. Book of Acts, Acts chapter 11, verse 29. Acts 11 and 29. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea. God called us to give or to send relief to our brethren who are in troubles and those who are in need. Book of 2 Corinthians. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. As we pray to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we need to be ready with the responsibility to save others, especially those of the family of faith, as we can read in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, and verse 12, and verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. For us touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous to me to write to you. For the administration of this service, that's verse 12, for the administration of this service, not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 11. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8. We should not exempt some brethren. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8. Paul say, I rob other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. We should not exempt some brethren and put more burden on others in doing the ministry. We should put burden and responsibility for each and every member of the church. Everyone should know his or her assignment and be diligent to do them. We should be sure that everyone do his service toward God in a proper way. Diaconia can mean the service or ministry of the office of the deacon in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. The house of Stephanas were the first convert in Achaia. Paul was pleased and impressed with them because they were addicted to serve and wait on the needs of the people in the church at Corinth. God called us to serve. God called us to serve his people and to disciple them and to meet their needs, but not their wants. I will repeat, God called us to serve his people and to disciple them and to meet their needs, but not their wants. Ministry needs perseverance, as well as need discernment, that we should discern what is good and proper that we need to do, as well as we need to be addicted to what is good, beneficial, and needed to the brethren. My dear and beloved, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. As you read or listen, and enlighten with God's word, commit your life to the mystery of God, submitting yourself to serve God with the guidelines that the word of God is teaching us today, so that the salvation of God and his word will spread to others and enrich God's church and the saints. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you die on the cross for our sin to give us eternal life. Thank you for your word, O God, that make us understand your will. And thank you, Lord, for considering us faithful and calling us to serve you. Let's now confess and renounce our sins. Confess and renounce your selfishness, your worldliness, your love for material things. Confess your unwillingness to save God and suffer for Christ and help the family of faith. Confess and renounce your lack of love and compassion to reach the lost souls and give them the gospel. Confess and renounce your disobedience and your unwillingness to follow instructions. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers and wasting your time on the media, games, and news. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship and your bad example to others. Let us repent of our sins. Let us commit our life to God. Come to God. Offer your life fully to him. Commit yourself to serve him. Offer the part of your body to him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Come and get involved in the mercy that God had called you to be part of, to reach the lost, to evangelize, to make disciples.
Oh,
As we offer our life to you, Lord, use us, O God. Use my brothers and sisters, O God, to come and save you, Lord. I pray that they will get involved, all of them, in the mercy, O God, that you will evangelize, you will reach new people, O Lord. Pray for all of them to be used as workers in your kingdom, to serve you wholeheartedly, to do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. Enable us to reach new people, new cities, new countries, new nations. Oh Lord, to train more workers, oh God. I pray for more laborers to be added. Because I pray for revival. I pray for people like Mark and like Mark who went away. They will revive and they will come back to be useful to you, Lord, in service and mercy, oh God. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, let your hand with us. And keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.